The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Are you a great mind? Are you a great thinker? Well, I bet you are, because you're listening to this show. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to another episode of I Can Help. I Can Help is a show about small business, how small business entrepreneurs might have got started, some of the troubles they might have had, how they overcame those troubles, and hopefully enjoying a little bit of success today. I know of many troubles people have is financing when starting a small business. I know I've started several by bootstrap. And Pamela, who is in the office, in the studio today, she's also in the office, but she knows a little bit about lending. And you can always reach out to her through my website, which is 3wsandamarkthespark.org. And please remember, it's .org. I'm your host, and I come to you every Saturday night, and I'm known as Mark the Spark with a face for radio. I once was told I was such a handsome devil. I said, thank you, Mom. Thank you. And every Saturday, we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in beautiful La Jolla, California. We're streaming worldwide on all major podcasts, to name a few, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Amazon Music, Stitcher, just to name a few. You can always go to KCBQ, The Answer, and search I Can Help. And my show will come up, and you can go through all the shows that I have done. We're on at 1170 AM, and we reach down to Tijuana. And we're also on 96.1 FM, if you're in the North County. And we go all the way up to Long Beach. And as you know, I give a shout out every time to Huntington Beach. The show is brought to you by Hydrolite. Hydrolite. What Hydrolite does is boost the immune system. I take one in the morning and I take one at night. And I know, Pamela, didn't you try some of the Hydrolite? And what did you think of it?
I did. You know, the Hydrolite, I love the daily hydration with the energy boost.
Oh, yes.
Because I always need energy, B12, B6, and electrolytes. And it tastes great, too.
Wonderful. You know, that's a big thing, that it tastes great. It helps it to go down. Every week I have a sponsor, different sponsor I bring on, small business, and they get to talk about their story. And this week we have a business, J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling. And Jay and his wife are in the studio today. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, everyone.
Yes, and I believe Jay is for John.
It is down here.
Okay. Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome. And in just a few minutes, we'll get to you. And you can tell us all about your business. And it actually really has many avenues to it. And if you would like to be a sponsor on the I Can Help show, well, it's very easy. You can go to my website, markthespark.org. And there's three packages. We have episode, seasonal, and title. And I won't go into each one. It takes a lot of time and sometimes can be boring. But go right to the website and you'll see the three different packages. Basically, episode is a one-time, seasonal is 8 weeks, and then a title is brought to you by in a larger package also for 8 weeks. We are losing three sponsors that have done their 8 weeks, and they will be dropping off from our sponsorship list, and we hope that they will again sponsor and come on the show. So we'd like to say goodbye to Biz for Christ. That's B-I-Z, the number 4, the word Christ. They are business entrepreneurs. They meet every Sunday morning at the Skyline Church, 8 to 9 a.m. There is no phone number, but the website is Biz for Christ. And I'd like to say thank you very much to that group of entrepreneurs for sponsoring the seasonal package. Also ending is Rich Phillips Auto. Rich is became a good friend, and I take my vehicles to him, or at least two out of my three I do. And Rich is located on 7105 on Broadway in El Cajon. And I'd like to say thank you, Rich, for the seasonal sponsorship. And also ending on the seasonal sponsorship is Art World, and that's Ben and Helen out in El Cajon. They're on 1266 Broadway, and their phone number is 619-440-1041. Thank you, Art World. Also on Rich Phillips Auto, his phone number, 619-463-3315. And I'd like to thank them very much for their seasonal sponsorship. I'd like to give a shout-out to Marco Polo, BMW of La Jolla. You can go down there, see Sebastian. He'll take care of all your BMW needs. I know I had a little funny thing with him one time. I went in for my oil change, and I told him, I said, Sebastian, I got an offer on it. I might sell it, but I said no. And then he turned to me, and he goes, I'd sell it. I go, oh, great, thank you. I says, well, I'm looking at another one. I says, it's an M6, and he looked at me and he goes, you like putting money into your cars? And I go, well, not really. He goes, well, that car's more expensive than yours. So you can always count on Sebastian to tell you the truth, even though it may hurt. And also two sponsors we had was Mama G's with their sauce, which was excellent. She came in the studio. We tried her sauces. You can find her at local farmer's market. Just go to the website, Mama G's. And then also in the studio, we had JoJo's peanut butter, which was excellent. I was very, very impressed with his peanut butter. I know you tried it too, Pam. It was wonderful, all natural. And we had a whole thing where working out in the gym, lots of people eat peanut butter for their nutrition. And JoJo, he had it in a plastic jar so it doesn't break. And he also can be found at the farmer's markets. I know the Hillcrest one on Sunday, you can find JoJo's peanut butter there. And also on my website, and there will be a drop with info. And at this time, I read a few emails. And generally, I read about three, and we'll see what was given to me. The first email that was given to me is, what is your opinion of partnership? Well, I'm in favor of partnership, and a lot of people kind of aren't, but it all depends on how you start. When you start out with a partnership, you have to get everything clear from the beginning to the end. What each one will do, their job description, how much money they'll put in, the amount of work. And then also, I had a sponsor, Lou. He told me that most important in the business plan can be the exit. If things don't work out, how you will exit out of the plan. I always view it like two guys are out back with a barbecue, and one guy says, I have a truck and ladder, and the other guy says, I have a bunch of paint. And they shake hands and go into business with no plan. Well, one person is always going to do more work than the other in the beginning, and one person generally puts in more money than the other. So these things have to be all spelled out with a partnership. But don't ever just hear the negativity of partners. Some of the greatest companies in America were partnerships. My second email, should you start out as a sole proprietor? Well, well, if you were a partnership, you wouldn't. But a sole proprietor, generally you do start out, and then you mature to an LLC, and then you can actually mature to an Inc. But everyone generally does. It's less expensive and just easier to get started. So I would suggest that you do start out as a sole proprietor. You don't have to go right into an LLC. You can, but you don't have to. A third email I got is, what happened to dinner with Mark the Spark? This is a joke from one of my friends. I started this early on one of my first shows. I was going to have dinner with Mark the Spark. You could win. I had three restaurants lined up, but I believe COVID put an end to the radio station going out and doing on location. But anyways, thanks for the joke. And also, I usually give a famous story or a saying, entrepreneurs. As you know, I've done Famous Amos, Jimmy Dean Sausage, did the Burger King too, Sherry's Berries. And today I'm just going to give the five words that an entrepreneur always seems to know and always seems to acquire. And if you can acquire one, two, three, or all five, you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful entrepreneurship. And the first word is effort. Then ambition, then determination, then perseverance, and then Tennessee City. Oh, well, I just got kicked under the table. Oh, what? Oh, it's tenacity. Oh, okay. I got it. Thank you, Pam. So we got effort, ambition, determination, perseverance, and tenacity. If you can acquire any of those, you will be on your way to better entrepreneurship. Well, if anyone is just joining us late, I have to say, bad, bad, bad. You know you hurt my feelings. We are KCBQ, and we are on The Answer San Diego. Also, every Saturday, I give away a radio. I'm sorry, every first Saturday of the month, I give away a free radio. And we've given away several. And I have had a suggestion for a different radio, a digital one. So we might be switching to that. And also, our web man, the guy that does the website here for us, admin, his name is Anton. He suggested we give away an iPad. So look for the on the website what we will be giving away on the first Saturday of the month. Pam, do you think we should give Anton a plug? He does such a wonderful website.
Yes, he does a wonderful website, and I'm looking at hiring him as well.
And I think everyone should probably consider it. You can take a look at my website. And again, it's admin.com. And he's a web developer, and he does a wonderful job. And again, you can go to my website, markthespark.org. And now at this time, I take a little break during the show, kind of like a halftime break. Pam says I take a nap, but I actually just get a drink of water. And then we're going to bring John on to talk about his business with J-Dog Junk Removal. And I know myself, I had a problem with my refrigerator was making a loud noise. And Pam, I had to unplug it because I thought the neighbors would hear it. And when I pulled it out to unplug it, I said, imagine moving this and having to throw this away. And it would just be impossible. So I can see where John's business here is going to be in demand. He's also a veteran, hires veterans. And how can you go wrong with that? So we'll be right back after just a short halftime break with more of I Can Help with Mark the Spark. Thank you.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here, and J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome to the I Can Help Show with your host, Mark the Spark, and my new co-host, Pamela, who is in the studio with us. And I'm going to talk to John, who has J-Dog, Junk Hauling and Removal. And I know the first question that I want to ask John is how he got started. That is kind of what we ask every entrepreneur that comes on. Most people have kind of an interesting story how they get started. I know sometimes they never even thought of going into business, and it ends up being a business. So anyways, John, welcome to the studio, you and your wife. Very glad you're here. Very glad. And could you just tell us a little bit, I guess, about yourself or how you got started in your business?
Absolutely. First off, I want to say thank you for having myself and Kathy.
Well, that's our pleasure.
Thank you, Pam. Yeah. And Mark. So, how we got started? I did 20 years in the Navy.
Wow!
So I'm a 20-year Navy veteran, and through that time, you know, I was away from family, different periods, and then my wife, she was basically staying back, taking care of the kids.
holding down the fort.
Yes, absolutely.
Got it.
So once I retired, I actually had like, I don't know, I guess it would be like a depression or something. Like I never thought I would have any issues actually leaving the service. Mm-hmm. So I found myself not wanting to leave my family. And that caused me to not be able to like apply for certain jobs and stuff like that, because I would actually get anxiety when I applied for jobs that I knew how to do and I would do good at, because all those jobs mimicked what I did in the military, and it would basically be long hours taking me back away from the family.
Right.
And
maybe even moving or long hours.
Just the long hours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was my kids were one in high school, one in middle school, actually, no, in elementary. And I wanted to be there for them.
And that's wonderful.
So I took about 2 years to figure out what it is I was going to do and kind of reacclimate myself to, I say, society. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that there was this franchise that only allows veterans and their families to join or to purchase.
I never heard.
So it's you know, that made me interested in, you know, what it is, you know, mm-hmm. they were doing. And then I also saw that my brother, you know, he was kind of struggling with his work, and I wanted to help him out.
I see.
So after seeing what J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling was about, it kind of resonated with everything that, you know, I did in the service. And it was like a no-brainer.
How nice.
So my brother, myself, my wife, and my mom, we basically did a family business and bought in.
Wow. That's wonderful. Pamela, I know you had a question. I see you inching up, getting ready to go. What would you like to ask?
Yeah, well, I love the whole aspect. For one, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Of veteran-held company and all the employees. And I know the great job that you guys do, because I've used your service. So can you tell us what you do with all the items that you pick up? Because I know some are big, some are small. You have like a whole range of things. So what do you do with those?
Okay. I can definitely help you, answer those questions. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we stand out on is we repurpose, reuse, or recycle 60 to 80% of everything we touch.
Really?
So we're a sustainable company, and we don't just take things to the landfill. Mm-hmm. We actually spend more time in separating the items, like electronics. We make sure it goes to an e-waste recycler. Tires go to the tire guy.
Very good.
Refrigerators go to, you know, the people that handle that.
Because what is there still like Freon and things in the refrigerator?
Yes.
And that has to be disposed of properly.
Correct. Yes. Correct. And, you know, the metal, we recycle that as well. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a lot more intricate than people think.
Absolutely. I can imagine. I know when my refrigerator was making noise and I had to shuffle it out to stop it, I just said, imagine moving this. Taking it
right,
away,
right.
And I'm on the second floor, and I'm saying, wow, what a task that would be. And certainly a man of my age, I couldn't do it. It'd take at least a couple people. So there is a lot more to it. Now, you cover a certain area, if I'm read
yes,
your
yes.
website correctly, and it's mm-hmm. the northern part.
Yes.
And how did you come about with that? I mean, did you figure what it would cost in transportation and things like that?
Well, before I retired from the Navy, my wife was working in Carlsbad. So I actually received orders to go to Whidbey Island, Washington, and we decided to leave the family back. So we actually moved the family to San Marcos because my wife would be able to, you know, work, pick up the kids and all that kind of stuff while I'm out of state. And then we purchased a home. Then I retired and I came back. So essentially the reason we are in North County is because that's where we lived. And then we decided we wanted to stay North County and just cover all of it. So we purchased two more territories, and now we own all of North County as far as J-Dog Junk Removal in Holly.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I never thought about that, purchasing a territory. That's a good idea. We ought to actually talk about salespeople and the territory. Pamela, did you have anything else you wanted to ask John? And I know I wanted to ask you kind of like, I mean, how many people do you have working? You said it's pretty much family-oriented, is it?
It's
you do hire veterans.
Yes, sir. So it is family-led. I'm a veteran. My brother's a veteran. And I'll say 85% of all of our employees are veterans. You know, I do my best to ensure there's a veteran on every truck that comes to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. We hire veterans, put them to work.
Well, that's wonderful. I know lots of times veterans have a hard time finding work. And like you say, lots of times it's from all the years experience they put in the service. And that's what they're related to. So to change can really be really hard to do. I know, on things like that.
Well, and one of the things is most of the veterans that I hire, they're not your normal that can go work in an office. You know, they might have some PTSD or you know,
that's
other.
That's kind of what I was leaning to.
But other.
I think you knew that.
You know, little nuances where a normal job, you know, wouldn't work out for them.
That's right. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, your employees, though, they're very always respectful. They come very, like, seriously, not like, oh, here, I'm here to pick up all your stuff. They're respectful. They clean up after they take our, I don't want to say garbage, but we had, like, big heaters. We had a huge bed. But, yeah, and they cleaned up and everything, and then just very politely, and then on time and very efficient. So I really respect them and congratulate you for that business, you know.
And you know, you'll see a lot of that from veterans too. Mm-hmm. You'll see a lot of respect, and I don't know, seems to be a little extra kindness. And it's probably, you know, never a good feeling when two people show up and they just haul it out and give you a price. And
well, it's you know, you have to have empathy. You have to show respect, because a lot of the clients we get, their, you know, parents had passed away and they're cleaning out the homes.
And that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. When my parents passed away, it was hard cleaning out all that. And again, you don't realize how hard it is to move things. And as you mentioned earlier, John, some things have to be thrown away in certain departments, certain areas, because of what's inside the thing. I remember just a car battery. I couldn't throw it away.
Correct. And
things like that. So it's certainly something to think about when something goes wrong, how you're going to get it out and throw it away. I know for myself, I've started several small businesses, and it is kind of hard getting started in the beginning. But once you get it going, it does seem like it kind of flows together, and you can get, you know, get things going a little bit. It is hard starting out. You probably found it a little hard starting out, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Right?
Yes.
You know, I once said if business was easy, everyone would have one.
Exactly.
If it was easy, but it isn't. It's pretty hard starting out on that. Okay, we're slowly coming to the end of our show, and I actually wish it was an hour long myself. I know Pam probably wanted to get in a couple more questions, but anyways, you'll be with us in the future, Pam, so you can get in your questions. So how can people find you, your website, maybe email, telephone number, any information you'd like to give, how people listening to this show? I know we already had two people in the studio ask for your services. the DJ that just left before, and also you met the guy out front, and Pam is mentioned.
Yes.
So how would you...
So how you can get a hold of us is you can call our local number, which is 760-291-8917, or you can call the national number, 844-GET-JDOG. That's 844-GET-JDOG or 760-291-8917. Our website is www.jdognorthsandiego.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have most all social media.
Wonderful. And with a name like J-Dog, really easy to remember and really easy to find. Well, I'd like to thank our sponsors. That was Hydrolite, and also a shout-out to Marco Polo BMW. And we want to say a big thank you and goodbye to Biz for Christ, Rich Phillips Auto, and Art World for being our seasonal sponsors. And we want to welcome J-Dog for now being our new 8-week seasonal sponsor. So you'll be hearing ads. You can also go to my website anytime, and you'll see all the sponsors that I've had from the first show. And you will also find J-Dog there. Well, I'm Mark the Spark. I'm your host. I'm with Pamela, your co-host. Say goodbye to everyone, Pamela.
Okay. Aloha. Thanks, Mark.
See, Pamela's from Hawaii, if you couldn't put that together. Well, thank you so much for tuning in this Saturday night. It means so much to me. It really does. I'm Mark the Spark. I come to you every week with a different show, a different entrepreneur, and they get to talk about their business, their troubles, their trials, their tribulations, and how they overcame things. So please tune in to I Can Help every Saturday night, a show about small business. Mark the Spark saying good night. Thank you so much.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.